Yes.
Thank you. Dennis, you are the travel coordinator with Lyonnais Provost Club, correct?
Yeah.
Great. Dennis, we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40% of your members' trips away. My name is Adam, and I'm here with Australian Escapes. We are also setting up Provost Travel Club to give your members access to much more affordable trip options. And this is also recognized by your head office. You can verify it with Monica from marketing. So, Dennis, did you happen to receive any introduction email from our side?
I got a call the other day. I was out.
Yes, that was me. I called you.
Friday night, I was up at the club.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, Dennis, you see, my purpose in calling is to get your answers to a few quick questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. And we'll then send you some information to show others at your branch. So this will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have any questions. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I know you have a committee elections coming up, and this is just to get an idea of your members' travel interests from your point of view. So, Dennis, I would also like to inform you that we are all about affordability and simplicity. And the idea, as I said, is to save you up to 40% of your away trips and day tours. Your members are paying way too much as of now. We have done a few comparisons, Dennis, and let's take an example of Trade Travel. They have one just 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, and they're charging over $2,400 per person. We can do a similar trip from under $800 per person. Not exactly the same, but very similar experiences and all top quality. And ours is a more independent and, you know, affordable style of travel. So, Dennis, let's get started. These are service style questions, and I'll be as quick as possible. And Dennis, would you mind if I record this call for training purpose, please?
No, you can.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Let me just turn on my recorder here. Okay. Well, Dennis, when you're considering getting away as a group, are you much more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 1 to 3 nights within a few hours drive, or do you prefer longer-range trips, say more than 7 days?
Well, at the moment, I've tried to organize trips 5 to 6 days, and I haven't been getting enough to... You know, where they need 35 people for the price. The last two I've had to cancel. And I think they seem to prefer just a day trip. We have got one coming up in November. We're going on the Murray River cruise. Yeah.
Okay, you're going on a river cruise, okay, and let me see here. So, looking at this year, Dennis, any trips planned at all other than this November trip?
Not at the moment, because I've tried to organise a couple, and I haven't got the numbers, so I'm just concentrating for this year, just on day trips.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, right, day trips. Okay, and
we want to look at one next year, probably to Norfolk Island.
Okay, next year to Norfolk Island.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And have you already booked a trip, or you're planning or considering to?
No, some of the members have come to me and said we'd like to go to Norfolk Island, like, next year. I haven't booked anything yet. It's probably a bit too early.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and approximately how many members do you have who like to travel or get away occasionally?
Well, in our group, we've got just over 100 members, but when we try and organise a bus trip with 48 people to go on a day trip, I'm struggling. I've got to go to other clubs to get... Forget the numbers to do it, you know. So I've sort of concentrated on just doing a small bus trip, you know, for 28 people. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have an idea for you that will, you know, make your trips much more affordable, and I'll cover that shortly. Now, you said you're only planning for the day trips as of now, correct?
Yes, yes, because we've got a bus company that I deal with, and they give us very cheap deals, you know. They travel around within 100 k's or so, like it's $10 a head, which is very good. And most of the other clubs in our area, they're using this bus company now too.
Well, we can also provide you discounts, say, for up to 40 to 60% on day trips. And I'm definitely going to share the idea with you, the information with you. So are you open to considering a proposal from us if we can save you money?
Well, I don't think you could get a bus company to do our trips for less than $10 that we've got at the moment.
I think so. If we can manage that, will that be a fine?
If you could.
Yeah, okay.
But most of them are charged between $20 to $40, and I got onto this company now, and they only charge $10,
uh-huh. Okay.
Which is very reasonable, and I don't know how they can do it for that price, but they're doing it, and they have. Uh-huh. And I've put them on to all our other local Travis clubs, and they're using them now.
Okay, yeah. All right, and we can also do the same for you, and I can guarantee you that, and I am going to send you the information with, you know, a day tour packages, and also the one that you said that you're interested in Norfolk Island going visiting next year. So I'm going to send, you know, a couple of packages for Norfolk Island as well. Now, there is some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in future, including short-range self-guided trips via bus or train, with great value accommodations for 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. Now, this type of trip can be done, say, from 40 to 60% less than retail, as I said earlier. Now, that saves you a lot of money, and this is more independent style of trip. So, in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in the near future if they are very affordable, Dennis?
Well, the couple that I've tried to organise have been very affordable, like a 6-day trip up to Crescent Head on a bus for 6 days for $840 a head with everything. That's your accommodation, your bus trip, and 3 meals a day and other itineraries, you know, and I don't think you could do anything better than $840.
Well, as I said, that we can do, you know, less than $800. That is just an example that I was speaking about, and I'm sure that we can surely give you the best deal in the market. Okay, so we want to suggest you new and interesting places if possible, places you have not been recently. So where have your members been on longer trips away in the past few years, Dennis?
Because I only organise our local trips. We've got another organiser that does all the overseas trips. And they've been to Hawaii, Alaska, and in a few weeks they're off to Japan. That's if everything goes okay. So I do mainly the like all the day trips and that, you know, like we've organise some I've organised 6-day trips like down to the Snowy and up to Moree and Lightning Ridge and that sort of thing.
And Dennis, what places have members already indicated interest in visiting in future?
Well, mainly they've come to me and said they'd like to go to Norfolk Island. And I've got the one I'll just have to cancel to Crescent Head. Well, we'll have to do that one next year because I think there was too many other things on around the same time as that trip, you know, so I couldn't get the numbers, so we've got to cancel it.
Oh, okay. Well, Dennis, our research with Probus in regard to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
Well, I ask them, and they come to me with suggestions.
So it's kind of discussing it at a meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll discuss it with like our committee. You know, where they'd like to go, or things that are picked out, you know, and it's all sort of passed by a committee.
Okay, all right,
and they've been very supportive, and we've got members from other clubs coming to our clubs because the variety of trips that I have organised, which are better than some of the other clubs around here at the moment.
Okay. All right, understood. So, you know, Dennis, working out the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. So some like fully structured tours and others like more flexibility and independence. So have you ever done an email survey of members to find out more what types of trips they're interested in doing, such as, you know, travel style, budget, and so on?
Like an email to the members?
Have you done an email survey?
I haven't.
No, you haven't done. Okay. Well, the reason why I ask you is because, Dennis, email surveys are an extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process. And the advantage to you is, you know, it's an easy way to get accurate input to help your plans trips. Now, the real value to you is, of course, is, you know, it makes the whole process a lot easier and a lot less time-consuming for you. Okay, so they are generally done anonymously, and we just call it the responses and generate a report for you. We don't actually see any names or other personal information. So in your opinion, Dennis, do you feel that an email survey might be an advantage to you?
Maybe. I don't know for sure, but it could do.
Perfect. Now, So, Dennis, from what you already know about what your members want in regards to trips away, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following factors for you? If you talk about affordability, how would you like to rate it between the scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest?
Affordability, well, that's what I'd look at all the time with most of my trips. Affordability, you know, with the cheapest bus I can get, and that, you know, so the price does play a part.
So, Shell, would you rate it as a 10? Would you like to give it as a 10 out of?
As a 10, affordability, yes.
Okay, and how about value for money? Again, the same.
Yeah, it'd be the same.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the, you know, flexible travel options to suit different budgets on a scale of 1 to 10. This means having a choice of different types and styles of travel to suit your different budgets. How would you like to rate it in the scale of 1 to 10?
Well, that would probably fall into a 10, you know, because some people like to go by train, and the ones that can't get around that well, like a bus trip where they can just get on and off and don't have to walk.
Okay, perfect. And are there any other factors that are important to you and your members?
Apart from affordability and interesting, you know, what the members like.
Mm-hmm. Yep, apart from these.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, Dennis, some clubs have one or two committee members who are looking after tours. So do you have anyone in charge of travel arrangements, or you do it yourself?
I mainly do it myself. That's the day ones. And the ones overseas, another bloke does that, the overseas. And I said, I only want to mainly do the day trips and, you know, like the trips in Australia, like the 5 or 6 day trips, you know.
Okay.
Seem to like, you know, at least one or two trips that, say, for 6 days and around the 800, 900 mark, you know.
Okay. Okay. And Dennis, would you mind sharing me the other member's name so that I can update in my records?
What, on our committee?
Yes, the one that takes care of the overseas tours.
Oh, the overseas tours is Bruce Hurst.
I'm sorry, how do you spell it? What's the name again?
Bruce Hurst, H-I-R-S-T. He does the overseas trip, Bruce.
Bruce does it, okay.
Yeah, he does the overseas and like the concerts.
Okay, and is there a number that I can update in our records?
I'd have to go and to get my paperwork to get a number for him. I haven't just got it here on hand.
And
so do you want to just hang on and I'll get and find his number?
No, yep, sure, no problem. Okay. I'll hold on. Yep.
Bye. You there?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, yeah. I'm here.
It's 4122.
Uh-huh.
0-0-4-1-1-5.
Uh-huh. Okay. 4122.
So that'd probably be 04. What have we got there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, that should be 04.
04, okay. All right. Noted. Now, Dennis, organizing travel plans and getting competitive pricing and communicating with members seems quite a task. So, in your opinion, Dennis, what do you feel you or your travel organizers need help with the most? Is it like learning about what the members want, comparing different trip options, communication with members, or you need help with everything?
Well, I've tied up with a lot of different stuff, like buses and trips and that. I've got all the information that I need, like, to organize trips. I've got a lot of different companies, like buses and other different organizations that organize tours. I get all their information, so I've got enough to organize stuff. Because a lot of the others, that they organize bus trips too, and they might suit our members. The other way around, We help each other out here, say Glenmore Park can't get enough, we'll get our members to go with them and vice versa,
Okay, understood. Fair enough. So, Dennis, this is the last question that I have for you, and we would like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic day tours and also away trips and travel. That makes it a lot more affordable for you. So are you open to shopping around to get better prices on your trips, Dennis?
Oh, well, I'm always shopping around, mate.
Yeah, all right.
That's the whole idea of it, you shop around to get the best deals.
Exactly, yeah. So, Dennis, that completes our survey question. And after this call, I'll send you an information package by email initially that introduces Australian Escapes. We are the first and biggest travel club in Australia, and we are giving each Probus members branch a special, free membership, so all the members can access the discounts and try us out, because it does pay to shop around. So, this is quite a significant step for Probus, because it means you are getting free access to wholesale travel pricing on a wide range of options, and our prices are much more lower than what you are used to paying. Now, the real value to you is your members' trip will be a lot more affordable, and you'll always have access to our Travelers Advocate service at no charge, where we do the shopping around for you. The benefits for you is by saving you a lot of time. So, we will then also contact you separately about registering your branch with our club, and I'll happen to update your club's contact details. Now, having said that, Dennis, may I have your email address once again so that I can send you the email of introduction? Yes. Email. Yep.
Dennis. And. Sue. 7. @gmail.com.
Okay, it's Dennis and Sue @gmail7@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, and you're, what, Australian Escapes, is it?
Australian Escapes, yeah. The Australian Escapes.
Australian Escapes, yeah.
Okay. All right, Dennis, thank you for helping us with this information, and I'm going to send you the introduction email shortly, and we'll then speak about the discounts and packages that we can offer to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a good day now.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Yeah.